I'm a professor at the Hebrew University in Jerusalem, and I focus on Holocaust story and Holocaust history. A few years ago, I published a book, The Boy, A Holocaust Star Story, published also in Australia, in the United States, which focuses on the iconic photograph of the little boy raising his hands in the Warsaw Ghetto with an SS officer standing behind him, aiming possibly his rifle at this little boy, a photograph that has come to symbolize the Jewish Holocaust.
Did you find out who is the boy?
No, in fact, the identity of the boy is where I started my search, but very shortly after I began my search, I understood that I will probably never find out what his exact name was. Instead, I did find five people whose lives intersect in the photo. The photo was taken basically in the spring of 1943 as part of the, during the Warsaw Ghetto uprising, when the Germans, headed by a general named Jürgen Strupp, photographed their operations in the ghetto and later submitted a report with 52 photographs, including this one photograph, of a victory album submitted to Heinrich Himmler, the head of the SS. So my book basically focuses on five lives, three of them of Nazis. One is the soldier standing behind the little boy and aiming his rifle. The other is the story of the photographer, Franz Conrad, an SS officer. And the third is Jürgen Strupp, the head of the operation to basically bring to destroy the ghetto. On the other hand, I also discuss the story of two Jews, a Jewish woman who probably saw these Germans taking the photographs for this album, and a boy at the time, a 7-year-old boy at the time, who claims to be the little boy in the photograph, and his story is a very tragic and heartbreaking story, but in fact, he's not the little boy in the photograph. As I said, I do not believe we can identify the little boy, and he probably perished either 1 hour later or a week later, either from a bullet in his head or in the gas chambers in Treblinka.
We are talking to Dr. Dan Porat from the Hebrew University in Jerusalem. Dr. Dan Porat is an historian at the Education School at the Hebrew University, named after Seymour Fox. Dr. Dan Porat, you also did a research about Jews who cooperated with the Nazis. This is a very difficult topic. Can you please tell us about it?
Yes, so between 1950 and 1972, the State of Israel placed on trial a little bit more than 40 Jews arguing or claiming that these Jews had collaborated with the Nazis in annihilating the Jews in Europe. These 40 Jews served as capos in the concentration camps, as policemen in the ghettos, and in some cases also physicians who worked in labor camps. The cases ranged from beatings to murder, and out of the 40 Jews who were placed on trial, about two-thirds were convicted and mostly sent to jail. The law on the basis of which these trials took place, the law of the Nazi and Nazi collaborators law, was later used also in the Eichmann trial, but basically initially was intended to place on trial these Jews accused of collaboration with the Nazis.
Can you please tell us about these collaborators that were convicted? What was the role in the death camps and in the labor camps?
So these people were part of, there were thousands of Jews who basically were, who took positions in the, at the bottom of the Nazi operation to annihilate the Jews. Most of them did so because they wanted to save their lives, including these 40 people. But in these specific cases, the state argued, they had gone beyond what was needed and with no Germans in sight. And they basically used their force at times that it was not necessary, and in some cases, as I said, were accused of murdering Jews with no command and no duress, and out of sheer cruelty. Part of my argument is that when in a totalitarian society, the ones who are corrupted are not only the perpetrators, but unfortunately also in some cases the victims are also corrupted. And in these 40 cases, or let's say at least the two-thirds that were convicted, there are questionable behaviors that took place among these Jews. In one of the most extreme cases, two of these couples were accused of murdering a group of approximately 8 Jews who were brought into their camp. And although the court did not convict them for lack of evidence, it's quite clear that this horrific event did take place, and these two couples had indeed killed 8 Jews with no Nazis in the vicinity or overseeing this action. So these are very difficult materials, I should say.
Can you please tell me about the conference you're going to attend in Sydney?
Yes, so I will be speaking about these trials as well as about the photograph of the little boy, but in this conference at the Australian Association of Jewish Studies Conference, I will be speaking about these trials. It will be taking place in February. I will be speaking about these trials in mid-February at a conference in Sydney at the Holocaust Museum.
Dr. Dan Porat, thank you very much.